Downton Abbey fans will recognize it instantly.
So this is like the Downton Abbey picture with the dog in it?
Yes.
Except that in real life, the house is called Highclere Castle.
Tell me about this room.
It's a beautiful library, and iconic because it's much beloved by Downton Abbey fans.
Instead of the fictional Earl of Grantham and his family, Highclere's actual owners are the 8th Earl and Lady Carnarvon, Fiona and Geordie to their friends, one of whom happens to be the creator of Downton Abbey, Julian Fellowes.
We needed a house that, even to people to whom this way of life was totally strange, they needed to understand why someone would take their life to the edge of the cliff in order to save this house.
I've sacrificed too much to Downton to give in now. I refuse to be the failure, the Earl who dropped the torch and let the flame go out.
When we took it on, I think it was the time of the Iraq War, and this house, like other houses of its ilk, you know, rely on weddings and conferences and business in order to keep the revenue coming and to keep going. And the phones were quiet.
The extraordinary house with its 50-plus bedrooms hadn't been lived in for more than 15 years and was in dire need of work when the 8th Earl inherited it.
So I thought if we're going to give our lives to it, then I'm going to try to bring it back.
Back to the glory days of grand English country houses at the beginning of the 20th century. Those were some of the servants at Highclere then. The good times were ending by the time Downton Abbey takes place. From 1912 on into the 1920s in season 3.
Let me call you sweetheart.
So who have we here?
A mixture of family, current and older, the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, and his wife, Almina, probably shortly after they were married.
And that would have been...
contemporary of the Downton Abbey family.
Papa, how could you?
With apologies to Downton Abbey, the true story of the 5th Earl and his wife, Almina, beats TV drama. Lady Carnarvon's recent book about them was a New York Times bestseller.
She was... beautifully dressed, loved jewels and the best clothes.
Almina was the illegitimate daughter of the fabulously wealthy banker, Alfred de Rothschild. She needed respectability as much as the 5th Earl needed cash to indulge his passions, which included archaeology and cars.
He was one of the earliest drivers, fastest drivers, and he kept turning the car over. He nearly died several times. She ended up... from a wife also becoming a nurse.
During World War I, she turned Highclere Castle into a state-of-the-art hospital, not just the convalescent home Downton Abbey was in season 2.
You've become quite a nurse since I last saw you.
Oh, no, it's nothing.
So this is the remnants of the 5th Earl's collection of Egyptology.
But it was the 5th Earl, thanks to Almina's money, who would become world-famous for bankrolling the excavations in Egypt's Valley of the Kings that led him, along with archaeologist Howard Carter, to discover the tomb of King Tutankhamun in November 1922.
This is what everybody thinks of when they think of King Tut's tomb.
They do. It's a very ornate coffin.
A replica. But the rest of the artifacts displayed in the castle's old kitchens are real.
This is a lady called Itiru, and we've got the whole series of when the 5th Earl discovered her.
The Earl didn't live to see his find. He was bitten by a mosquito, then nicked the bite shaving. It got infected, and he died on April 5th, 1923 in Cairo. 1,400 treasures from the 5th Earl's collection of Egyptian artifacts were sold to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Amazing? Remember, that's just the generation of the family that mirrors the Downton Abbey years.
And that's actually the Queen, Princess Margaret, and Prince Philip, which looks like the 1950s beautiful clothes.
And they were visiting here?
Visiting here, and my husband, Geordie, is the Queen's godson.
There are clues everywhere as to who the Earls of Carnarvon are and have been for centuries.
This is the saloon. Downton call it, I think, the Great Hall on their filming schedules.
And It looks almost like a church.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Highclere Castle was built in the 1840s, completely surrounding a much earlier house.
Actually, behind this Victorian fireplace is a wonderful medieval fireplace.
Lady Carnarvon took us on a private tour of Highclere.
We have a wonderful Van Dyck of Charles I, painted in about 1633.
An ancestor of the present Earl displayed it so the king would see himself when he visited. Now it looks down on many a Downton Abbey dinner.
Nothing succeeds like excess.
In fact, dinner at Highclere Castle today wouldn't be so very different, except there would be far fewer staff. And the tablecloth, there only to protect the table during shooting, would be gone. And this setting, believe it or not, is considered informal. Formal would mean even more silver and glassware.
Who are the most famous people who've sat at this table?
Most English prime ministers have come and eaten here. Some through the ages, well, I suppose the royal family. You can't really do better than that.
Illustrious as the history of the place is, these days, that's not what brings tourists by the busload, 1,200 of them a day, to Highclere Castle when the house is open to the public.
We came here to see Downton Abbey.
But here's the thing.
Matthew, it's torture for all of us. And if I ever look as if I'm finding it easy to lose my home, then I am putting on an act.
All the interest in the tribulations of fictional nobility trying to stay in their ancestral home is helping a real Earl and Countess preserve the legacy of theirs.